Chapter 15. As Jesse suspected would happen, the kid never went through the door of Benson's. He'd walked up to the entrance, stayed in the shadows of the overhang, and 30 seconds later emerged back onto the street. When he did, he craned his neck, looking in the direction Jesse had driven. Then, satisfied that Jesse's SUV was gone, he threw his hood up over his head, placed the towel over that, and walked in the opposite direction toward the water. Jesse circled the block and followed him. He was careful to hang far enough back so the kid wouldn't spot him. It wasn't easy following a walker in a car, especially along empty streets. It helped that Slayton's head was covered, though he did occasionally check behind him. Eventually, Jesse parked his Explorer. The rain that only moments before was coming down in sheets had let up, and was now nothing more than mist. It was easier tailing the kid on foot. Jesse could hang back in the shadows, use doorways and parked cars to cover movements. After a minute of trailing the kid this way, Jesse realized that he wasn't exactly sure why he was bothering. He didn't suspect Slayton of having a connection to Felicity Wilford's assault. He'd been in the Paradise lockup during the attack in Swan Harbor, and he doubted the kid had anything to do with tonight's cross-burning. It would have been a hell of a walk to Jesse's old house and back to the swap. Besides, the kid didn't seem the type. Sure, Slayton was full of attitude and clearly had demons, but they seemed like personal demons. Jesse knew about those. Maybe that was why he was following the kid. Because Jesse was aware that sometimes all people had to hold on to were their demons, and that the trick of survival was not letting them hold on to you. When Slayton crossed Berkshire, MacArthur, and Salter Streets, and passed the meeting house, Jesse had a pretty good idea of where the kid was headed. This was the oldest part of Paradise, where the founders had built their first houses close to Pilgrim Cove, before moving into their big Victorians up on the bluffs. There was never much of a problem with homelessness in Paradise, but on the rare occasion that his cops would run across someone living rough, they would usually be camping out in Pilgrim Cove. The Paradise side of the cove was rocky and largely hidden from the street. To get down to the little sliver of beach below, you had to either take the one set of stairs on the Stiles Island bridge side of the cove or climb down the rocks. Jesse caught up to Slayton as he was starting to climb down to the beach. "Stop right there, Cole," Jesse said with a smile in his voice. But Slayton, startled by Jesse's voice, lost his grip. Jesse grabbed onto the sleeve of his hoodie and held him long enough to let the kid regain his footing. He then helped pull him back up to the street. Slayton was anything but thankful. "You following me? What are you following me for?" "Because this is my town, and I'm responsible for the safety of the people in it. That includes you, whether you like it or not." Slayton didn't like it. "Leave me alone. I'm fine." "No, you're not. If I go down there, will I find your belongings tucked away in the rocks?" "So what if they are? Wait, don't tell me. I can get arrested for that, too?" "For living on the beach, that's right," Jesse said. "But I'm not interested in arresting you. Just leave me alone. That's not going to happen. You've got two options. I'm listening. You seem determined to end up in our jail, so you can spend the night there again. No arrest, just a place to sleep in out of the rain for one night." Slayton shook his head. "What's option two?" Jesse ignored the question. "Go get your stuff and come back up here." "What's the—" "Whatever the other option is, it isn't sleeping in Pilgrim Cove. Go get your things." 5 minutes later, Slayton, a backpack strapped around his shoulders and a green duffel bag in hand, was standing in front of Jesse. "Come on. My Explorer's a few blocks that way." Jesse started walking. Cole Slayton followed. "Why are you here, Cole? What does Paradise hold for you besides trouble?" He didn't answer, but laughed at that second question. "Do you mean to stick around?" Jesse asked. Then added, "And don't tell me it's none of my business. It is my business." "I'm staying." "Then you need to find a job and a place to stay. I can help with that." I don't need your help. You're going to get it anyway. That angered Slayton. Why the fuck should you care? Jesse stopped in his tracks and turned to face the kid. Watch your mouth and lose some of that attitude. Why do I care? I don't know. Maybe because someone who I never met before was generous to me tonight. He turned and walked ahead. The kid followed and caught up. What's that place, a church? The kid asked, pointing to a large rectangular building with white clapboards and a spire. Where's the cross? That's the old meeting house. It was kind of a church once. Now it's a town landmark because it was part of the Underground Railroad. There was a tunnel built that ran from Pilgrim Cove to a secret room beneath the meeting house where runaway slaves stayed on their way up to Canada. The kid had nothing else to say. It was just as well. Jesse was tired and wet and not really in the mood for history lessons.